listening friends, and welcome to a new and special edition of Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. I'm Lena Valverde, your host. Stay tuned. The health and foreign ministers of the Association of Caribbean States, the ACS, held their first extraordinary meeting of the regional bloc on COVID-19 this past Tuesday, during which the delegations proposed joint actions to confront the pandemic. More than 33 countries, territories, and regional organizations participated in the meeting that has been developed under the video conference method. The gathering discussed the elements of an ACS strategy to confront the virus in the Caribbean, including the identification of key external partners and the mobilization of resources strategies. In the video conference, ACS Secretary General June Sumer claimed that a regional response to COVID-19 must include the following strategies for testing, care, communication, supply coordination, food security, immigration and customs, education, mapping, remote working systems, and the psychological impact of the virus and quarantine. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez said at the meeting that reality requires putting the will to act and solidarity before inaction and selflessness. Humanity demands an effective solution. Together we can achieve it, he said. The pandemic, Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez stated, does not respect borders or ideologies and represents a challenge not only for the present, but for the future, due to the serious consequences for the country's social and economic development. The senior Cuban diplomat also proposed that a virtual technical workshop be organized in the coming days for health specialists to share experiences and exchange information that contributes to confronting COVID-19. The Cuban proposal includes inviting other nations, such as the United States and Canada, to participate in order to expand coordination and exchange. Minister Rodriguez reiterated Cuba's willingness to put its experiences, the expertise of its highly skilled health professionals and medicines at the service of all its regional neighbors. Cuban medical contingents are already offering their services in several countries, such as Jamaica, Grenada, Suriname, Venezuela, Nicaragua, Belize, and even in Italy, fighting COVID-19 upon those governments' request. This past Thursday, March 26, four additional contingents of Cuba's Henry Reeve Brigade of doctors specializing in serious epidemics and disaster situations departed for the Commonwealth of Dominica, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, St. Lucia and Antigua and Barbuda to face off with the health crisis presented by the pandemic. Venezuelan Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza, participating also at the ICS meeting, called for maximum coordination throughout the region to be able to face this pandemic that, I quote, threatens all our peoples alike, he said. Minister Arreaza stressed the importance of external alliances, stating that Venezuela, despite the illegal U.S. sanctions, has managed to maintain essential partnerships with the United Nations system, especially with the World Health Organization, WHO, and the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, and with allied countries such as China, Russia, and of course, Cuba. You're tuning in to Radio Havana Cuba, and we are presenting our weekly edition of the Caribbean Outlook Show. And in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, the United States continues devoting efforts and resources to demonizing Cuban medical cooperation and threatening those countries that request Cuba's health assistance at this critical time for humanity. Cuba's alternative permanent representative to the United Nations, Ana Silvia Rodriguez, pointed out that the U.S. Embassy in Havana is disseminating messages that attack Cuba's medical cooperation. She added that Washington's attacks on Cuba have generated numerous messages of rejection from social network users who are grateful for Cuba's assistance. Under the label Cuba Salva, they are spreading messages of gratitude and support for Cuba's medical brigades. The Director General for the United States at the Cuban Foreign Ministry, Carlos Fernandez de Cosío, said that at a time of crisis when the U.S. is shamefully falling apart due to the negligence and greed of its government in dealing with COVID-19, the U.S. State Department is criticizing nations that appeal to Cuba for medical assistance. The Cuban senior diplomat reaffirmed the country's willingness to provide medical assistance to those who need it. Contrary to the positions expressed by the Trump administration, several world leaders, former presidents, and foreign personalities recognize and praise the selfless work of the Cuban health professionals. Since mid-2019, Washington has stepped up its campaign to discredit the Cuban doctors who were forced to leave their posts in countries like Bolivia, Brazil, and Ecuador after those countries' right-wing governments put Washington's hegemonic interests above the health and well-being of their own people in a totally servile attitude. Up until 2019, Cuba has trained more than 39,000 foreign health professionals from 141 countries. Those Cuban-trained doctors and health professionals are right now on the front line fighting this pandemic, the COVID-19. And that's all for today. Join us again next week for another edition of the Caribbean Outlook Show. We'll leave you now with a beautiful tune by Cuban singer-songwriter December Bueno. The title is Everywhere, or En Todas Partes, and it is dedicated to the Cuban doctors who are today risking their own lives, saving other people's lives around the world. We know you will enjoy it. Until next time.
La humildad es una semilla que brota en cualquier lugar. Cuando sienta frío, cúbrete con las ramas del árbol de tu destino. Donde te lleven tus pasos, te seguirán y te quiero un abrazo. Hay amor en todas partes y en cada rincón del mundo. Un día sin darnos cuenta, cambiamos así de rumbo. Profunda es la distancia, profunda es la lejanía. En un alma peregrina no existe ciudadanía. La bandera es un dilema, la patria, la geografía. Donde quiera que me encuentre yo siento que sí es la mía. Yo siento que sí es la mía. Ser tu nido, si te hace falta el consuelo mío, yo quiero ser tu abrigo, si necesitas cariño mío, yo quiero ser tu amigo, prefiero ser tu amigo, si en todas partes estoy contigo. En Madrid, en Barcelona, en Milán y Roma, La Habana está en todas partes. Porque la llevas contigo sin miedo a desarraigarte. Yo sé que existen fronteras en todos los continentes. Un solo sol y una luna te cuidan y alumbran siempre. Quisiera ser la mañana y entonar la melodía. esa que te hace crecer cada día. Caminos que te separan y te obligan a escondidas a ser cautivo de idiomas, ideología. Ser tu nido, si necesitas cariño mío, yo quiero ser tu abrigo, si te hace falta el consuelo mío, yo quiero ser tu amigo, si en todas partes estoy contigo.